Hi, welcome to Shine Care Ministries. I'm Minister Patricia, and today's message topic is Pray in the Spirit. I would like to discuss on today about how Jesus modeled prayer for us. It's known as the Lord's Prayer. Also, ways in which we pray, 5 W's, not who, what, when, where, and why, rather wait, want, watch, whole being, and worship. Then, as it is expressed and lets us know in Ephesians chapter 6, pray in the Spirit. Praise God. Let us start with the Lord's Prayer. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 through 13. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the power, the kingdom, and the glory forever. Amen. Jesus lets us know to pray our Father. Jesus Father, and he is our Father. For those who turn to God in repentance and trust Jesus to save us from our sins, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. His name is holy. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We pray to God and we ask him to have his way, that his will be done in our individual lives, in our heart, in our soul, in our innermost being. And we ask that he have his way in this world. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, our daily food to eat. God knows what we need, and we can come to him and ask for the food we eat, for taking care of the different responsibilities we need to take care of from day to day, and then also our spiritual nourishment. Matthew 4:4 lets us know man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. We want to be forgiven. We are to also forgive. And as God has been so gracious to us, he has forgiven us our sins when we turn to him in repentance. We are to also forgive others. Praise God. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Some things we do not have to go through, some tests and some trials, we can end up, God makes way of escape for us. And some things we don't have to even go through. We ask God to keep us in the midst of it all. Praise God. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. It all belongs to God, and we glorify him, and we ask that his will be done, now and forever, in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Amen.